Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Chapter Summaries, Adi 5, The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. This chapter is chiefly devoted to describing the essential nature and glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Sri Krishna is the Absolute Personality of Godhead, and Krishna's first expansion in a form for pastimes is Sri Balaram. Beyond the limitation of this material world is Paravyoma, the spiritual sky, which has many spiritual planets, the supreme of which is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions which are known as Dwaraka, Mathura, and Gokula. And in that abode, the personality of Godhead expands himself into four plenary full portions, namely Krishna, Balarama, Pradyumna, the transcendental Cupid, and Aniruddha. These four are known as the original quadruple forms. In Krishna Loka is a transcendental place known as Shweta Dvipa or Vrindavana. Below Krishna Loka, in the spiritual sky, are the innumerable Vaikuntha planets. On each Vaikuntha planet, a four-handed Narayana, expanded from the first quadruple manifestation, is present. The personality of Godhead known as Sri Balaram in Krishna Loka is the original Sankarsana, or attracting deity, and from this Sankarsana expands another Sankarsana called Mahasankarsana, who resides in one of the Vaikuntha planets. By his internal potency, Mahasankarsana maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky, where all the living beings are eternally liberated souls. The influence of the material energy is conspicuous there by its absence, and on those planets, the second quadruple manifestation is present. Outside of the Vaikuntha planets is the impersonal manifestation of Sri Krishna, which is known as Brahma Loka. On the other side of this Brahma Loka is the spiritual Karana Samudra or causal ocean. The material energy exists on the other side of this causal ocean without touching it. And in that causal ocean is Mahavishnu, the original Purusha expansion from Sankarsana. Mahavishnu places his glance over the material energy, and by a reflection of his transcendental body, Mahavishnu amalgamates himself within the material elements. As the source of the material elements, the material energy is known as Pradhan, and as the source of the manifestations of the material energy, it is known as Maya. But material nature is inert in that she has no independent power to do anything. She is empowered to make the cosmic manifestation by the glance of Mahavishnu. Therefore, the material energy is not the original cause of the material manifestation. Rather, it is the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu over material nature which produces that cosmic manifestation. Mahavishnu, again, enters every universe as the reservoir of all living entities in his expansion as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. And from Garbhodakashayi Vishnu expands Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, or the supersoul of every living entity. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu also has his own Vaikuntha planet within every universe, where he lives as the Supersoul or Supreme Controller of the Universe. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu reclines within the midst of the watery portion of the universe and generates the first living creature of the universe, Brahma. The imaginary universal form is a partial manifestation of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. On the particular Vaikuntha planet within every universe is an ocean of milk, and within that ocean is an island called Shvetadvipa, where Lord Kshirodakashayi Vishnu lives. Therefore, this chapter describes two Shvetadvipas, one in the abode of Krishna himself, and the other in the ocean of milk within every universe. The Shvetadvipa in the abode of Krishna is identical with Vrindavana Dham, which is the place where Krishna appears himself in order to display his loving pastimes. In the Shvetadvip within every universe is a Shesha form of Godhead who serves Lord Vishnu by assuming the form of his umbrella, slippers, couch, pillows, garments, residence, sacred thread, throne, and so on. Lord Baladev in Krishna Loka is Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu is the original Sankarshan, and Mahasankarshan and his expansions, as the Purushas in the universes, are plenary full expansions of Nityananda Prabhu. In this chapter, the author has described the history of his leaving home for a personal pilgrimage to Vrindavana and his achieving all success there. In this description, it is revealed that the author's original paternal home and birthplace were in the district of Katwa, in the village of Jamatapur, which is near Naihati. Krishna Das, Kaviraj's brother, once invited Sri Meena Ketana Ramdas, a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, to his home. But a priest named Gunarnava Mishra did not receive Sri Meena Ketana Ramdas very well, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's brother, not recognizing the glories of Lord Nityananda, also took sides with the priest. Therefore, Ramdas became sorry, broke his flute, and went away. Oh, this was a great disaster for the brother of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. But on that very night, Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself graced Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in a dream, ordering him to leave the very next day for Vrindavan. Vande Nantad Bhutaishvaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasyechchaya Tat Swarupam Agenapi Nirupyate. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand Lord Nitai's identity. Recorded August 27, 2022 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.